It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Authenticity is key in finding a relationship. That's why eHarmony doesn't allow members to copy and paste for their first messages in the app. Your conversations should reflect your uniqueness. So eHarmony is building a community of people who are also putting in the effort. It's 2025. Have conversations that actually help you and your matches get to know each other. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time to talk the weekend sport with Colm Bouygues from Off the Ball. Colm, first of all, we have to talk about last night's sport.
Yeah.
And sport it was for Amad Diallo.
It was indeed, yeah. Hat-trick hero Amad, the new number 16 hero at Manchester United. We never thought we'd see Roy Keane replaced in that regard. Michael Carrick did a good job, but Amad Diallo has turned into the star of the season and is undoubtedly Manchester United's player of the campaign thus far, which isn't saying much, Pat, because it's a bit of a disastrous one. Southampton were ahead for an awfully long time in this game, and right up until the 82nd minute, Manchester United found themselves 1-0 down until Amad started off his magical run for the next 12 minutes.
Now, were Southampton better than usual as they see relegation looming, or was it just that Manchester United don't seem to be able to raise their game except for the very important games?
Well, everything you've asked, there's an element of truth to it. I mean, look, Southampton are statistically one of the worst sides in Premier League history. And Manchester United, just off the back of really good performances against Arsenal in the FA Cup at the Emirates and then Liverpool at Anfield before that in the Premier League. But, Pat, for, I would say, three quarters of the game last night, Southampton were comfortably the superior side. They created chance after chance. The Manchester United defence was destroyed, particularly Lenny Yoro, the signing in the summer, the French, young French defender. Suleyama, the left winger for Southampton, repeatedly out-sprinted him, out-footballed him, basically. And if you hadn't watched football before, you would think that this must be the Manchester United side that everybody talks about historically. They were way, way better. They should have taken advantage of their superiority. It was the 10th corner that Manchester United have conceded from this season. It was Southampton's first corner that they've scored from all season.
Okay. Of course, it spares Ruben Amorim's blushes a bit. You know, a 3-1 victory, even against the bottom side. You know, there are no pictures on the scorecard, as they say.
Exactly. And you know, we saw that type of game plenty of times in the Alex Ferguson years, where they would underperform at home against a side that they should be beating comfortably, and then they dramatically win the game at the end. So there was remnants of that. Now, if Amorim has obviously a fraction of the success that Ferguson had over his 27 years, then United are on to a winner. But he speaks so well, Amorim, and you're filled with confidence as a Manchester United fan when you listen to him speak, because he's so transparent about what's happening at the club, but so confident about the club's future. So you can't help but be on board.
Now, moving across the city, and very good news for Haaland.
I've never seen the likes of this in the Premier League, Pat. This morning, Erling Haaland has signed a new deal with Manchester City. But the news is in the detail. It's 9.5 years.
Wow.
Right up until 2034, when Haaland will be 34 years of age, if he honours this contract.
So what's the idea? Is that kind of minding your investment? Because if a guy is coming towards the end of his contract, he becomes a free agent, and or you sell him, but you're kind of selling him in a hurry. This way, you preserve his value.
Well, I don't think it's going to transpire what it looks like this morning, and that Haaland is going to stay at City for the next decade. No, like you say, they're smart about this Manchester City. They run the club very well. They understand that we're talking about a generational footballer in terms of goal-scoring ability as a striker. Everybody wants him. So you're right. They've secured him in a long-term contract. He's going to cost a fortune to buy.
Okay, what else should we look out for in the Premier League this weekend?
Arsenal against Aston Villa at the Emirates Stadium. So Mikel Arteta's Arsenal side, and they beat Spurs midweek in the North London Derby. But as I say, they got knocked out against United in the FA Cup before that. And they're just so inconsistent. And it goes back to the same story all the time with Arsenal and Mikel Arteta, Pat, they need a striker. They need an Erling Haaland. They need a goal scorer. And they don't have one. And I think it's going to cost them winning the league. And I think that's why Liverpool will win the league. They travel to Brentford, Arne Slot's side, Liverpool. Brentford are very good at home this season, but I do fully expect Liverpool to win that game. Day through with your favourite team, or your second favourite team in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest, during the week at the City Ground, and Forest entertain Southampton, and then Erling Haaland's side, Manchester City, they travel to Portman Road to play Ipswich Town on Sunday.
Now let's talk about rugby and the Champions Cup, yes. And we're coming to the end of the pool stages.
Yeah, we are indeed. So tomorrow, 3:15, it's live and off the ball with Alan Quinlan and Cúinn O'Flaherty, commentary of Munster's game away to Northampton Saints. So last season, Northampton knocked out Munster at the elimination stages of the Champions Cup. This is obviously a pool game. If Munster win this match tomorrow, which would be a hell of a feat, but it's very doable, then they will get a home knockout game in the Champions Cup for the first time in 3 years. The good thing for Munster is Northampton aren't as strong as they were last season. They're eighth in the Guinness Premiership, and they've also lost Courtney Laws and Lewis Ludman, two of their better players, and Munster have a few returning stars themselves. So it looks good on paper, but it will be a very tough task because Northampton are strong in Franklin Gardens.
All right, and Leinster?
Leinster, then they kick off 2.25 hours later at the Aviva Stadium, 5:30 at home to Bath. I believe there's 40,000 tickets sold for that already. That's Finn Russell's Bath. Leinster have been fantastic so far in the tournament. They went to La Rochelle last weekend and won, of course. If they win this game against Bath, Pat, they would have secured home advantage for every round in the remaining Champions Cup games right up until the final.
So, so that's a huge amount to play for.
Yeah, and then the final's in Cardiff.
Yeah, and one would hope, you see, that the Aviva is something of a fortress.
Well, I think they might turn it into that. Yes, they have to play there, of course, at one because the RDS is being redeveloped. Yeah. They would have been anyway in the Champions Cup, but they're going to be there all the time now. Ulster are also playing tonight in the Champions Cup, Pat, against Exeter. They both have 0 points from 3 games. But Ulster have been slightly better in that they've conceded fewer points than Exeter, but they're really not playing too well. And then Connacht are in action in the Challenge Cup tonight as well, but they're already through.
Now, let's talk about GAA, and we've got the club finals in Croke Park.
Yeah, well, you're an excited man this weekend. You're
Cúla,
beloved.
Cúla will be there.
So they're playing Errol Kieran on Sunday afternoon. The throw-in is at 3:40 p.m. That's the football final for the All-Ireland Club. And then before that, the hurling final. Also, both games at Croke Park. That's a 1:30 throw-in between Nafina and Sarsfield. So Cúla and Conn O'Callaghan really is the narrative heading into this game, right? So this is the game of the brothers as well, because the Canavans play for Errol Kieran and were superb against Dr. Croke's last weekend. So Conn O'Callaghan's looking to add a football title to the hurling titles he won with Cúla in 2017 and 18. And Cúla, of course, are also looking to join St. Finbar's as the only club in the country to win both the hurling and the football.
Okay, tennis, and we're coming towards the end of the first week of the Australian Open.
Well, I'll tell you the big shock. Daniel Medvedev, the Russian, of course, he got to the final last year. In fact, he's a 3-time Australian Open finalist. He's gone. He lost in 5 sets to a 19-year-old from America. He's not been playing well, Medvedev. Last year, if people remember, Medvedev was 2 sets to love up in the Australian Open final against the now world number one Jannik Sinner before losing that match in 5 sets. And 2 years earlier than that, in the 2022 showdown against Rafael Nadal, Medvedev was also 2 sets to love up against Nadal in that final, but again lost in 5 sets. And he also lost the final the previous year to Novak Djokovic. He's having a torrid time, and I would say it's so far the biggest result of the tournament. Then Daniel Medvedev is out.
He never looks happy.
Never. He's always agitated. But sometimes, Pat, that brings out the best in his game, that he needs that bit of anger, but it's working negatively against him at the moment.
Colin Bourke from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.